hi there. The day has finally come. Today, we are going to build our own neural network with PyTorch. And this specific neural network is an n-gram model designed to create a story based off a bunch of books that we trained the network on. But before you get too excited, I have to mention that I didn't really optimize this network for maximum accuracy. In fact, it is quite stupid and it shows, okay? But at least it gives you a nice idea of some of the processes involved in creating your own AI. And once you guys are ready, I highly recommend downloading the starter notebook from the description of the video. And I also recommend training with Google Colab because Google offers you a free GPU. And GPU speeds things up quite a bit. So if you want your model to finish training before the end of the century, definitely use GPU.
Okay, so let's start with a quick walkthrough of what I've done so far. So basically, I've loaded three different books into my Google Drive, I've mounted it, and then I pre-processed each and every one of these books in their own separate pre-processing function. And in the end, I've combined all three into a one single database, which I called data. Okay? And if we print the first 10 items of data, we can see that they correspond with the first 10 words of the Coraline book, which makes sense because that's the first book we've added, okay? So usually the first thing I do with this type of database is converting all these strings into numeric values, because neural networks, they don't really speak English. This doesn't mean words to them, okay? Neural networks, they speak math, so we need to adjust ourselves accordingly, okay? So let's start. First, we need to keep track of all the unique words in our dataset. We can do this with set data, and this will get rid of all the repeats. And we can assign it to a variable named vocab, because this is going to be our vocabulary. And another thing we'll need to keep track of is how long is our dataset, okay? We can do this with len data, and we'll call it, vocab size. Cool. So let's quickly print our vocab size just to see what we're dealing with here. So we've got a little over 160,000 words in our database, okay? And if we want to see how many of these words are unique, we'll just print len vocab, okay? Because we already tracked the unique words. So 8,000 of these words are unique. Cool. We can move on. And now it's time for the actual conversion to integers. Now you can either do this the one-hot encoding way, which is binary, or you can do this the decimal way with word mappings, and this is what I'm about to do next, okay? So let's start by creating a brand new variable, which we'll call word2index, okay? We'll type word, I for I, word in, enumerate, vocab. So let's just quickly copy and let's print it with shift enter. And you can see that we have a very, very long dictionary of items that is basically is going to be our legend. So now let's apply these to our data. And we can simply do this with list comprehensions. We'll simply type data equals word to index. And inside the square brackets, we'll specify word for word in data, okay? And if we'll run this through and we'll print again the first 10 items of data, we can see that these are no longer words, okay? These are integers, just as we expected. But is that really the integers that we wanted to see here? Let's double check it. So we can do this with word2index, okay? And inside the square brackets, we'll specify, let's say, the first word in our database, which is Coraline. And if we run the cell, we can see that it's matching with the first numeric value of our numeric database, which is exactly what we've expected. And that means we get it right. The next step would be splitting our data into batches, and we do this so we don't overwhelm our neural network. It's very difficult to evaluate hundreds of thousands of values at once, okay? That's why we want to do this batch by batch. And the first parameter we're going to set is batch size. In my case, it's going to be 5, but you can set it up to whichever number you'd like. I think 5 makes sense because all the network is going to do is it's going to look at the first 5 words in each batch, and these will be the features, okay? The 6th word would be the target. So based on the first 5 words, the network is going to guess the 6th. I hope it makes sense. Next, we're going to set the structure of our training data, and we'll type train data equals. And inside this list, we're going to store a very difficult structure. So I hope you guys will bear with me. So we're going to store our features and target inside a tuple. That's why we're going to open a set of round brackets, okay? Inside this tuple, we are going to separate our features from the targets with a list, okay? So inside this list of features, we are going to set our items. So the first item would be data I, which is the first word that we see in the database, okay? Next, we'll have data I plus 1, which is the second word we see in our database. And same goes for the rest of the words up until the 5th word, okay? So let me type it out. And once we type the features, we can tackle the target, okay? So we'll need to set the target outside of this list, and we'll split it with a comma. And the target would be data I plus 5. And we don't need to put it in a list because it's just a one single item. And to finish this off, I'm going to finish this complexity with a very nice list comprehension, just like I love it. So we'll type for I in range vocab size minus batch size, okay? And if we'll print the first 10 values, we can see how our information is split in real life, okay? So we see that the target of our first batch is actually the last feature of our second batch. And once our data is numeric and split into batches, we can move on with building our network. So I'm gonna do all the imports off camera, and I'll see you in 5 seconds. So before we proceed with building our actual neural network, it is common to set a few parameters in advance. You can set your hidden layers or your embedding dimensions. I'm only gonna do the second, okay? So let's type embedding dim, and we'll set it to an arbitrary number, let's say 5. And now we can go ahead and start defining our network. And there's a very easy command to start doing so. We'll type class, and then the name of our neural network, which is Storyteller, nn.module. Okay. And inside our neural network, we would usually have 2 functions. Okay. The first one is init, and the second one is forward. So our init function would look like this: def 2 underscores init 2 underscores. And inside our parameters, the first parameter will be self. The second parameter would be our vocab size. Okay, the third parameter is the embedding dimension that we just defined, okay? And the last parameter is the batch size. Cool. So the first command is going to be super storyteller, which is the name of the network, and then self dot init, and closing brackets. The next command will account for the embedding dimensions, okay? So we'll type self embeddings equals to nn embedding vocab size and embedding dim, of course. Perfect. Next, we will specify our linear transformations. Okay, we can simply do this with self. Let's call this layer linear 1. Okay, and this will be equal to nn.linear with a capital L. And the first parameter would be our input, which is the batch size times the embedding dimension, embedding dim. And the second parameter would be the output of our network, okay? And I'm going to set it to 128. So the second linear transformation we'll do is self linear 2, okay? And this will be equal to nn linear again. But here, instead of specifying batch size times embedding dimension, we will specify 128, which is the output of our previous layer. So if we say that 512 will be the output of this transformation, on our next layer, 512 will be the input. Hope it makes sense. So let's define our last layer with self linear 3 equals to nn.linear, and the input is 512, but the output is our vocab size, okay? Cool, and I think we're done with our init function. We can move on with our forward function. So we'll define this function with def forward. And as parameters, we're going to have self, and we're going to have the inputs. Next, we are going to specify the embeddings, okay? So let's do embeds, okay? And the embeds is equal to self embeddings. Again, I do the same mistake, embeddings, not embedding, okay? And inside the round brackets, we will pass our inputs, okay? Inputs, and then we will need to transform them, okay? We'll need to do this with view. And inside, we'll do 1 minus 1. Next, we are going to specify our outputs, okay? So let's do out equals to capital F dot relu, which is another transformation that we want to do on our data. And inside the round brackets, we'll specify our first linear layer, okay? So let's do self dot linear 1. And inside the round brackets, we'll specify embeds, okay? Which is the first variable of our function from above. And we're going to do the same for the rest of our layers, okay? So we'll continue once again with out. We'll do, again, f.relu. And inside, we'll specify again self.linear 2. But instead of passing the embeds, we're going to pass the out, which is the previous variable from this line. And for our last output, let's type out, we're not going to need the relu function, okay? So we'll just simply type self linear 3, and we'll pass the out variable once again. And now it's time for our last transformation, which would be the softmax function. We can simply do this with log probs equals to f dot log softmax, okay? This is actually the log softmax, not the regular softmax, sorry. And inside the round brackets, we'll specify our variable out, okay, which is the last line from here. And we'll also specify on which dimension we should apply this transformation, and in our case, the dimension would be dimension 1, okay? And then we would like this function to return the log props. And before I move on, I just noticed a typo. It's vocab size, not vocab size, okay? And once we figured it out, we'll just run the cell, shift enter. Cool, and we're not gonna see anything because we just defined the neural network. We did not let it run. We're not training it yet, okay? Which brings us to defining our training function. And because this video is getting quite long, I think I'm gonna split it into two parts. So let's just quickly print our model so we'll have it as a reference. Let's start a brand new cell. And inside this cell, we'll type model equals And we are just going to call this class with these parameters. Okay, so let's type storyteller. And inside the round brackets, the first parameter would be the vocab size. The second one would be the embedding dimension. And the last one would be the batch size. And then we can print our model and double check that everything looks good. So shift enter. And we can clearly recognize our model because we see all our transformations in here. We see that the input features is the batch size times the embedding dimension, which is 5 times 5. And we can see that the out features is equal to the length of our database, which is exactly what we expected. Good job. If you guys want to learn how to train your model, I'll see you in part 2 of this video very, very shortly.